them have seen the delays and the hurdles that the A5 has come up against over the last number of years. I think it's important with all the environmental and the climate challenges that we have now, that all our I's are dotted and T's are crossed, because this is going to be so important for us here in Letterkenny and indeed Donegal and the whole of the North West. It'll be the biggest single change of infrastructure in our area in our lifetime. And I believe a lot of work, a lot of good work is happening. And the reason I asked for this special meeting on this item, I think it's important that the general public are fully informed of all the steps we have to take in the journey to bring this project to construction. So I'm delighted now that it was confirmed on Friday that we will be publishing the compulsory purchase orders in January. A lot of work and a lot of negotiation has gone on behind the scenes with different landowners and indeed property owners that will be affected. But I think it's going to be a real exciting piece of new infrastructure for the Bunnaghee Link in Letterkenny and indeed from Manor Cunningham to Lifford and the Ballybuffy Eastern Order Bypass as well. Important at all times that the public are fully informed, because sometimes we believe as elected members that everyone knows and maybe they actually don't. And I think it's important that I stress at the meeting that the media is fully informed as well, that we have press releases out and that everybody knows exactly the process that we're involved in. But I think in fairness, the process is working very, very well, and the scale of the national projects, I think it's important that people know that the Donegal 10T is right up there at the top of the priority for government as well. And I think it's important that people are fully informed of that journey.
Are we any closer to having a timeline in terms of, can we say that work will start on this within 3 years, 5 years, 7 years? Could we be talking 10 years?
It was confirmed at Friday's meeting that work could start on 2028, which is not that far away altogether. And there'll be a 4-year construction time frame. And hopefully that is the case. But you also have to be honest and say that there could be delays. But hopefully, from our perspective, the fact that we're working so hard now in the detailed design of the project, that everything is being done, that won't allow any delays. So I think as regards priorities, we're in a good place, and I think everything's going very well so far. So again, it's important that people are fully informed of this process and as much work is done at an early stage to avoid any hurdles that may emerge in the future.